Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nachyomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Yehoshua, Parak Chof Gimel. We are now two prakim away from the end of the Sefer, and at this point Yehoshua is preparing to take leave of the nation that he has loved and led since they crossed the Yarden River. Yehoshua knew that he was nearing the end of his life. He wants to prepare the nation for a future without him, just like Moshe Rabbeinu in the Book of Devarim prepares the nation for a future without him. And therefore, in this parak, Chav Gimel, he concentrates on the dilemma of the remaining unconquered portions of the land of Israel. There are still some Canaanim who remain in the land of Canaan, in unconquered portions of what has become Eretz Yisrael. And Yehoshua realizes is that if we mingle with, if we assimilate with, if we do not smote out the foreign influences amongst us, it poses a very real threat to the spirituality of the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Vayihi miyamim rabim, it was after many years, acharei asher heiniach Hashem liYisrael mikol aveiha misaviv, after Hashem had given the Bnei Yisrael rest from all their enemies all around, v'Yehoshua zakein, Yehoshua was old, baba yamim, he's coming on in years, just like we are told about Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Chayei Sarah, v'Avram zakein bo bayam. It denotes a life that was full lived, a life that was well lived. Avram accomplished his tafkid. He was bo bayamim. Yehoshua has accomplished his tafkid. Vayikra Yehoshua lechol Yisrael. Yehoshua calls to all of Israel, lezakeinav, to the elders, lerashav, to the heads, uleshavtav, and to the judges, uleshotrav, and to the officers. He assembles kol Yisrael. This final departing message is not a message for one segment of the people, but rather from the leaders to the simple people. Vayomer aleihem, ani zakanti, basi bayamim, I am old, I am advanced in years, and you have seen everything that God has done to the nations on our behalf. Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu hanilcham lachem. God is the one who has fought for you. Yehoshua reminds them that though he was their leader and he caused them to settle in the land, lo be Yehoshua does not want the people to think that it was with kochi ve'otzem yadi asali asechayil hazeh, that their success and their might came from their own hands. Rather, ki Hashem Elokeichem hu hanilcham lachem. It is God who has fought for you. Ru'u, says Yehoshua, see now, he palti lachem es hagayim hanisharim ha'el. I have allotted to you the remainder of these nations. Rashi says, likavesh, there are still territories remaining to be conquered. Likavesh, to conquer, to capture. B'nachala l'shavtechem, as an inheritance for your tribes. Min ha'yardin, from the Yarden. And all of the nations that I have already cut off to the great sea, hayam ha'gadol, mevo ha'shemesh, where the sun sets, so the western border of Eretz Yisrael, what we call today the Mediterranean Sea, or the great sea. Pasukei. And Hashem, your God, who yahad fe mipnechem, he will chase them away before you. He will drive them out from before you. V'yirishtem es artzam, you will inherit their land, like Hashem spoke to you. And pasuk vav, v'chazaktem me'od, we must remain very strong, lishmar, to guard, v'lasos es kol kasu b'sefer Torah Moshe. Just like Moshe reminded us at the end of Devarim to be on guard, to keep the Torah, Yehoshua, the Mishari Moshe, reminds us at the end of his life that the tafkid of a Jew, no matter where he lives, whether he lives on Ever LaYarden or in Eretz Yisrael proper, is to keep the Torah. Levilti sur mimenu yaminu small. We may not depart from Torah. We may not deviate from Torah, not right or left. So that these nations, says Yehoshua, pasuk zayin, levilti vo bagay me'ele. So we should not come into these nations, these remaining nations, with us. So what does that mean? We should not come to these nations. So Metzudas David says, shelo tavu leklalam liyos kemoham. We should not come amongst them to be like them. We have to be very careful that when we are living amongst the Umos Olam, we remain our distinguishing we retain our distinguishing Jewish characteristics. The Malbim says we have to be careful not to intermarry them. Uveshem Eloheihem lo tazkiru, you should not mention the name of their gods. You should not swear by them. You shall not serve them. You should not bow down to them. Yehoshua warns us not to worship avodah zarah. Ki im b'Hashem Elokeichem tidbaku, we shall cling to Hashem our God. Ka'asher asisa Maria mazeh, as you have clung to God until this day, so you should continue to do when I am no longer here. And Hashem has driven them out from before you. Goyim gedolim v'atzumim, he has driven out from before you great and powerful nations. We know that the rabbim will fall biyad ma'atim, only when we cling to, when we remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. Va'atem lo amad ish b'fnechem ad hayom hazeh. No one stood before us, no one resisted before us until this day. Says Yehoshua, how great was the miracle of the conquest of the land. Ish echad mikem yirdaf elav. One man pursued 1,000. Why? Ki Hashem elokechem hu hanilchem lechem. Only because the Ribbono Shel Olam was on our side. He fought for us. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'nishmartem me'od nafshoseichem. An exact phrase taken from the words of Moshe Rabbeinu from Sefer Devarim. You should be very careful for your own souls. La'ahava. Es Hashem Elokeichem, like we say in Kriya Shema every single day, Va'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. A Jew must love Hashem with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his capabilities and abilities and resources. And here Yeshua tells us we have to be very careful to love God because he warns us, ki im shov tashuvu, if we turn away from Hashem, udevatam b'yesar goyme elam, we cling to these remaining Canaanite nations who continue to dwell in Eretz Yisrael, hanish arim elam, who remain here, v'hitchat, if we intermarry with them, if we come to them, and we allow them to come into us, you shall surely know. If we marry with them, and if we allow them into our society, and we intermingle with their society, Hashem will not continue to be on our side. He will not drive out these nations. They will become an obstacle and a trap. They will become a goad, says Rashi, they will prowl around, they will loot, they will ransack us. There will be thorns in our eyes. When? It's very simple. Sefer Yehoshua tells us, at the end of his days, our great leader Yehoshua tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu told us that if we want to remain in the land that Hashem has swore to our forefathers, the land of Eretz Yisrael, we must cling to the path of Torah. We must refrain from intermarriage, intermingling, and excessive socialization with the people of the land. It will only be a trap in our side, a thorn in our eye. Says Rashi, Yishtotu lavos v'lishlos v'vosechem. They will prowl around, they will loot, and they will ransack us, and we will be kicked out, says Rashi, ad avdacham, until you are lost from upon the good land. Pasuk Yudalet, v'hine anochi holech hayom b'derech kol aretz, says Yehoshua, I am going the way of the whole world. Nobody lives forever. Somebody once made an astute comment to me, and she said, no one has a long-term lease on life. Even our greatest leaders, they came, they lived, they fulfilled the tafkid for which God has chosen them. And then at the end of the day, says Yehoshua, Hine anochi holech hayom b'derech kol aretz, I am going the way of the whole earth. This world is but an antechamber to the next world. V'yadatem b'chol avavchem, and Yeshua wants us to know with our whole heart, v'chol nafshchem, and with our whole soul, ki lo nafal davar echad mikol advarim hatovim asher dibur Hashem elokechem aleichem. Not one thing has not come upon you from all the goodness that Hashem has promised to give us. Hakol ba'ulachem, everything came. We came to the land. We crossed the Yarden and miraculously split. We conquered umas ha'olam. We partitioned the land. We have finally made it to the Eretz Zava. Chalav udvash, Eretz Tova, Eretz Nachle Mayim, Ma'ayonos utahomos, Babika. We have come to the wonderful land. Eine Hashem Elokecha, Eretz Asher Eine Hashem Elokecha b'mereishis Hashana v'ad achrishan. It is a land like no other land, a land that God's eyes seek out. V'haya kasher ba'alechem kol davar tov, says Yehoshua, will be when all of this goodness has come upon you, asher dibur Hashem Elokechem aleichem, like Hashem your God has spoken to you, ken yavi Hashem aleichem es kol ha'davar ra. Yehoshua says, be very, very careful. Just like all of this wondrous, miraculous, amazing chasadim of Hashem have come upon you in helping you to smote out the nations of the land, you should know that if you deviate from the path of Torah, if a Jew tries to become like the Umos HaOlam, if we do not remember that we are separate from them, if we allow them to marry with us and we marry with them, so too, says Yehoshua Pasuk Tesvav, God will bring upon you every bad thing. Ad Hashmido Oschem, Me'al Ha'adama HaTova Hazos. The worst punishment is exile and galus from our land, until he has destroyed us and kicked us out from this good land that he has given us. And this is the ultimate punishment for a Jew, the ultimate punishment. for an Eved Hashem. It is to be kicked out of our good land. If you transgress the covenant of Hashem your God that He has commanded you, and if you go, if you worship gods of others, if you bow down to Him, if you forget the source, if you forget that the Ribbono Shel Olam is our strength, if we forget to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one, v'chara af Hashem b'chem. Hashem will become angry at us. Va'avadatem mehera, echoing the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, you will be quickly lost. Let us remember our place. Let us remember where we belong. Let us remember that we must stay separate from the umos ha'olam so that we will inherit this wonderful, wonderful land. Lilui nishmatam malka Esther bat Tzvi Yosef, Aleha ha'shalom. Thank you for joining our learning today.